Welcome to Across the Mic with Julie Otaku. I'm your host, Julie Otaku. This is a podcast about blackness and its many intersections ranging from politics to fashion, music to activism, academia to art, sex work to healthcare, and so on and so forth. Guest appearances from professionals in their respective fields will provide insight and unique perspectives to the issues discussed. Sit back, listen, laugh, think, and consider new perspectives as you join me across the mic. Joining me today is Kadir Abdulrahman, financial counselor and founder of Brilliant Girl Finance, a financial advising organization with the mission to teach, guide, and empower all girls of color struggling with financial literacy. She's also the executive producer of Viral Debates, an online series aiming for an indestructible Black community, giving freeing, healing, educational, and humorous Black conversation. In addition to this, she also owns Mint Essentials, which is a cosmetics and hair brand. She's a Brooklyn resident and alumnus of Brooklyn College, where she majored in TV and radio production. Again, how she found time to speak with me today, I do not know, but thank you so much for joining me today, Kadira.
You're welcome. I used to have a podcast. I stopped because I started Viral, and I didn't want people to be conflicted with having to view Viral and my podcast when, I mean, they're two different avenues, but I didn't want to have to promote both. So, yes.
True. And you've got Brilliant Girl Finance, and I don't even understand how you have enough time in the day.
How do I have enough time? Really and truly, it's just time management. Let me start off with when I was in high school, I really truly needed a way to break into entrepreneurship, and I wanted to sell something, but I didn't know what. And so I came up with Ella's Hair Company, and then I was like, the name is so cheesy, and I changed it to Mint Hair and Co. And I started selling hair bundles, and then I was just like, oh my gosh, so many girls are doing it. Let me go into selling eyelashes, and then I stuck with that. So that has been the thing since I've been in high school through college, and then I've always been interested in personal finance. So my blog is just a blog for now. It's gonna grow, and so I take my time and I blog when I want to. So actually, I plan for Tuesdays to do blogging. And then Viral came about last year. And typically, if it wasn't COVID, we would be filming once a month on the weekends. But because of COVID, we haven't been filming at all. So, I mean, it's all time management. And that's really and truly how I'm able to manage Essentials, Brilliant Girl Finance, and Viral. Just time management.
And did you have any financial literacy training or teaching when you were growing up? Or is it just something that once you got to college, you were like, this is lacking, and I think I could provide that for somebody else?
I didn't have any training, but I did have my family who kind of just told me the basics of what I needed to know to start like a debit card. I mean, to get a debit card when I was 14. So
that's early. Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, just like being put on to things like that. I was very involved with like my mother's bills. And so I was interested in learning how she was able to afford all of the things she had to pay, plus me and my brother. So I would say financial literacy became an interest in high school. I took an exam with J.P. Chase Morgan, and it was a financial literacy exam, and I scored really high, I think the highest in my school.
Wow.
And so that's where I was like, oh, like this is really fun. College, I didn't at all focus on personal finance. It wasn't until last year that it hit me that I'm so great with this, and I wanted to start podcasting, YouTubing, and blogging again, but I wanted to do it with a niche. So I didn't want to get on my podcast and just ramble. I mean, people were definitely interested in my podcast. It was called The Articulate Bitch, but
I love that name.
Oh, thank you. I didn't want to just get on and start rambling. So I was like, let me narrow down my niche to finance. And so last year is when I started the blog. I kind of fell off because I was doing a lot. And then I was like, once I became a financial counselor at a nonprofit this year, I'm like, okay, it makes a lot more sense for me to focus on this while I'm at work. Because what I blog about is what I do every day at work, budget, save, and I help clients with that. So, yeah.
That's incredible. Now, you already had a fire name with your podcast, The Articulate Bitch. That's hard. How did you come up with the name Brilliant Girl Finance?
So I was trying to come up with like a name that sounds like I was extremely smart. Mm-hmm. So
roughly so.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was looking up literally one day, I was thinking like smart girl finance. And then I was like, nah, that doesn't sound right. So I was just looking up synonyms for smart, and I came up with brilliant. So that's how I got to it. And I typically do take my time to come up with names for the projects that I do. So all of the names that I have, I'm really attached to.
That's awesome. And when you began Brilliant Girl Finance, what was the reception like?
I guess a lot of people became interested in my knowledge about finance. I think people have this weird mindset that I guess I'm rich and I'm not. And so not only that, I feel like people also think that like just from I guess my following that I wouldn't know the information. So I guess that curiosity of, oh, she might be rich, and then also how does she even know this information? People were really receptive to my new blog, and they became really interested. I think had I been a little bit more consistent from when I started it in 2019, that it would have a lot more, I guess, engagement on social media. But I mean, I just started posting again, and a lot of people followed within like a week or two. So I was like, okay, people are really interested in this information.
Exactly. It's so necessary because you're part of a growing demographic of Black female entrepreneurs and business owners. And I give the utmost respect and props to you on that, because it takes a lot to first have the confidence to set out on such a business venture. And then it takes another thing to remain consistent with it and to comfortably attach your name to it. How long did it take you to build the confidence to say, okay, I'm capable of doing this and doing it well. This is going to be part of my personal brand. How was that process?
I would say it takes me a long time. Like it took me probably like, I want to say like a year to like really put these things, I guess, execute these projects, because I typically come up with things all the time. And so I would say like, just speaking about viral, I came up with in 2017 when I graduated college, but I didn't execute it until this year, which is 3 years later. Mm-hmm. So, and it's really because I didn't have a name and I didn't have a structure, but I knew that I wanted to talk about topics affecting like our community and how we feel about it. So that took me 3 years. Brilliant Girl Finance was kind of quicker. I thought about it a month before I executed it. And so I think it's just me having to push myself to execute these projects. But I wouldn't say it takes long, because I think of new things every day. And it's really truly just having the resources to do these things. So Brilliant Girl Finance, it's an informational blog. It's an e-learning blog. It's a website and, you know, just me blogging. Doesn't cost me much to do that. So I was able to execute that much sooner than like viral, where I need like a full on production sound crew and all that. And then Mint Essentials as well. I executed that overnight as well. Threw up a website, got my merchandise in, and I started selling. So I would say the only thing that took me some time was viral, because it's like a whole production thing. But I typically move quick on like my ideas, because they're very like unique.
That I really admire that in you, because with viral, you also have to factor in the fact there's a whole team besides production. You have to have other, like, not necessarily guest speakers, but other speakers on the show. And you have a full team. I remember when I found the page off of your main, and I'm like, hold up, there's like 7 people up here. You were able to coordinate with all those people. You're able to secure that space and just command so much and orchestrate that very well. You wear many hats. How do you manage that? I know you said time management, but how would you coach somebody through it if they were to even think about pursuing something on the level of what you're doing?
So I would say I've definitely have done things that, and I didn't know that it was a technique. But I once spoke with my business coach, and she told me, like, when you're doing things, just be present in the moment. And as simple as it sounds, it's really how I'm able to focus, I guess, have that tunnel vision for each and every project. So yes, time management is one of the things. So like today is Tuesday. Like I said, I do not do anything else but Green Girl Finance on Tuesdays. I don't look at my essentials. I don't look at viral. I don't post for those pages. I don't even post for myself on Tuesdays. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Tomorrow's essentials. So just being present in the moment is, I guess, my advice. And when I used to shoot viral at the studio, it would be on Sundays. And so I would prepare on Saturdays, and then Sundays would just be viral all day. And so I think it's just having the mindset of focusing on what's in front of you. And if you're a person like me who has many passions and you want to do so many things, you do have to like take it one step at a time. But I would say if you're really talented, pick three things that you're really good at and focus on those three things until you master it. And then you move on to the next three things and so and so and so and so. But looking at what's in front of you in the moment definitely helps. And I think just being organized. So having a planner, having a schedule, it might sound like too much, but it's really what you need if you want to accomplish so many things. Like right now, you're inspiring me to do another podcast.
Why? Really?
I'm just like, I'm thinking about it like, no, I can't. Because I have to focus.
Yeah, you got to know like how much you can handle at one time. Even with taking on this podcast, I'm close to spreading myself thin, but I know this is something I'm fully committed to.
Right. Yeah. It's focusing on what's in front of you, pretty much.
Indeed. And you do a lot, but you do it well, which is something very difficult to accomplish.
Thank you.
No problem. I've always had my mom tell me this, don't be a jack of all trades, but master of none, which is, it's so true, because you don't want to just be okay at a bunch of things for the sake of being able to say, oh, I know this. I know this. Nah, you don't really know it. You like dabble in it, maybe. Right. But nothing worth like writing home about.
Right. Exactly. And another thing is too, is just doing things that you actually enjoy. What I notice is a lot of people are starting businesses just to say they have one. And it's not,
talk about it.
Yeah, it's not like, you can tell that they don't enjoy like doing marketing. They don't enjoy like the feedback when they post. They don't enjoy the feedback when they make a sale. And I feel like it means a lot. The reason why I didn't bring up Mint Essentials to you when you asked me if what would you like me to be introduced as, is because I've had the business for so long that I'm kind of at a point where like I don't want to do what everybody else is doing. And so I'm more so passionate on my personal finance blog and viral and those platforms. And this is just something that I make money off of on the side. So it's not a passion for me anymore. It was definitely being a small business owner via e-commerce was my thing, but I'm moving on. So I feel like if you're not passionate about what you do, it shows. And that's how you can become a person just involved in multiple things and none of it not being like, you know, done.
Yeah, none of it being substantial.
Yeah.
Wow. You made so many great points right now. And I hope the listeners are paying attention. I hope they're paying attention, because the resources and advice you're giving now, some people charge for. Mm-hmm. Like full-on consultations, some people charge for it. And one of the things you're big on your page is with Brilliant Girl Finance is different streams of income. You just mentioned how now with Mint Essentials, that is basically passive income for you because it's e-commerce, it's there on the side, it's not on the forefront, you're not putting your all into it, definitely maintaining it, but it's just meant to be another stream of income. Would you be able to speak more about different streams of income and how to leverage that?
Yeah, so it's really important to definitely have multiple streams of income. There's, you know, working a job that's earned income. That's like what you said you have to do later, go to work. And that's a great stream of income. That's consistent. There's buying and selling. So buying and selling can be multiple things, but buying and selling is typically any store. So my store, I buy and then I resell. And that's what most people do as well. So that's another income. You can make income from interest. So like if you give me $50 today and you say I owe you by December 31st, but I owe you with 20% interest, that means I owe more than $50 and you just made a couple dollars off your $50. So that's another way to earn income. There's definitely multiple ways. And so I guess I can say that, yes, I have multiple streams at this point. I'm working on making Brain Girl Finance another stream as well as viral. And it's just really nice when you work and then you have these streams coming in and they're all fun. Like they're all things that you really enjoy. So I would say people try to push for a side hustle too hard. And it's like, first start with just like your hobby. Like if your hobby is podcasting, like you have right now, just start with that. And then you can slowly make these things make you money. And then all of a sudden it's passive income that you didn't even realize was achievable. And so, exactly. I mean, the one thing that my professor, because I studied television and radio, I studied putting production sets together. I studied podcasting. And one of my professors told me like podcasting is going to blow up. So make your.
And they were right.
Oh yes, they were absolutely right. This is in 2016. She was like, podcasting is going to blow up. And that's when I started my podcast actually, like right after that. And it's true. And podcasters, I don't know if you know, but they make a lot of money from advertisements. So having that, having an advertisement in your work, you can get paid for that. And so there's so many ways to make money, and it's just important to have multiple streams.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to the point about podcasting, at the top of this pandemic, if you were to go on Amazon or any other website, there was zero podcasting equipment available, whether it was XLR cables, mics, pop filters, stands, all of it was sold.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. And with Brilliant Girl Finance, you are achieving what a lot of families try to do over the course of generations, and that is to break financial burdens, curses, and generations of not accumulating wealth. When you set out to create Brilliant Girl Finance, was that something you had in mind?
No. Originally, I would say I just wanted to share information. And so I just wanted to share what I knew at the time. I was like, oh my gosh, I found out how you can get a company to match your savings. Let me share. Let me blog about this. I just wanted to blog my wisdom. But it became more important to me because I also used to teach in high schools that students are not aware of what they can do right now to increase their revenue in the future. And I just thought it was pathetic because I'm like, you go to school for all these years and not once does anyone tell you how to manage a credit score and all these things. And it's just, it doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. No one tells you how to buy a house. You're just expected to learn once you hit like 25. Just doesn't make any sense. So, I mean, that's when I became like, all right, no, this blog needs to turn into a mission to really spread the knowledge in a way that helps our communities overcome, like, I guess, like poverty within generations.
Indeed, indeed. That is so important. And you're providing a gift to your community without even initially setting out to do so. And you mentioned you were just sharing your intelligence and your brilliance. And that is so important because a lot of us have gifts within us. We have talents and things we are naturally good at or have a knack for, but we don't always realize it and share it with the world. And not only is that a disservice to us, but that's a disservice to others who could benefit from us sharing our gift. If you had never shared your gift, Brilliant Girl Finance wouldn't be a thing. There would be so many people who still don't know about the 7 streams of income or that they should even question the fact they don't learn financial literacy in school. And with Viral, you're providing a platform where the Black community can have nuanced conversations that move the culture forward, all while having a good time. Like, it's not malicious. It's meant to educate and to provide for the community. So again, I want to give you props.
Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, your work is definitely doesn't go unnoticed. It definitely doesn't go unnoticed. This whole season is actually dedicated to Black women in its entirety. I'm only speaking to interacting with and promoting Black women. So as soon as I come across your page not too long ago, and I decided to make this podcast, I was like, I need Kadera on this podcast. I need her on here. I need to use my sphere of influence and provide her with new potential clientele, supporters, and all these different things, because I might not be able to put you in the room with the next person who's going to finance or invest in you, but maybe they will hear I mentioned you and that piques their curiosity, and now they're contacting you on this.
Right. Yeah, that's really smart. And I really like when people are like just talking to multiple people who are just talented and connecting those people. That's really beautiful. I feel like that's also like free game. The thing that you said that people would pay for, that's definitely something people would pay for. So that's dope on your part as well.
Much appreciated. Now, with your experience in TV and radio production, what were some lessons you learned that you were able to apply later on in your podcast and subsequently maybe even Brilliant Girl Finance? Skills that you didn't think would be apparent, but you've been able to like lean on when doing it.
So I started with studying journalism, and then I transferred because I realized like my passion was behind the set. I didn't want to exactly write. So I would say the skills that transferred into all of my projects is just like punctuality. Also just like being extremely, I mean, you're a writer, right? So you know that like you have to always make sure you don't have any mistakes.
Very detailed.
But yes, very detailed. No bad words spelled, no bad, commas and things of that sort. So no bad grammar. So I would say like, just transferring those skills over to like all my projects, I'm always like on point. And so I'm always thinking of like misconceptions. So when it came to viral and planning productions, I'm like, so what is something that people would ask for that I'm not exactly prepared for at this moment? And I make sure that I was prepared for it. So somebody just having to go grab food during production and all that, I had somebody ready. So I just think it definitely being a TV and radio major prepares you for chaos when it comes. When it comes to it, because those days, those 16-hour production sets are brutal. So I would say that like it definitely runs over into like my business, because sometimes I do get like a flood of orders and I have to work, and I'm also a mother, and so it's just like I cannot fulfill all these orders tonight, but I have to figure out a way to make the chaos organized. So yeah, I would just say just organizing chaos is like a number one skill that you take from being a journalist or for me a director, producer, and a creative.
You put that so perfectly, and you packaged it in a way that helps people who wouldn't connect the two to realize that there are a lot more commonalities than there are differences, because some people go to school and they end up not working in their field of study, and they think the skills they learned are just, you know, trash, just whatever, like I wasted my time. But you were able to apply that while pursuing something you wanted to do. Like, you've taken a lot of risks in terms of Mint Essentials, Brilliant Girl Finance, and viral debates. You are your own boss. You are your own woman. And I admire that so deeply. And it seems more often than not, the people taking these risks and these chances are Black women, like the statistics show it. So again, that's just me giving you your flowers. That's a practice I've been getting into a lot recently, just telling people they're great while they're here.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. It's so nice to really hear it. Honestly, especially coming from like a Black man, it's really nice.
No problem at all. You most certainly deserve it.
Yeah. So where can I find this podcast? Are you just doing it? Where is it? Where can I find it?
Oh, this is available on every single platform. This is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, TuneIn, and I'm going to see if there's a chance I could get on iHeart, but any available platform you listen to podcasts, this is going to be available. And before I even put it out, I'm going to put out like advertisement to like get people hyped for the fact that you're on the podcast. So you're going to be in the loop the whole way.
Okay, nice.
No problem at all. And one thing I cannot ignore is that this year has been a very, very hard one for the Black community, but especially Black women. Being that you are a mother, a business owner, an entrepreneur, and all these different things that you have brought onto yourself, like you assume these responsibilities fully, how have you been able to cope with everything else going on?
I think I've just been doing my best to not worry too much. Like, I'm not a person that is like, oh my gosh, I have to do this, I have to do that. I can be that way, but I'm typically chill. So I think it's just having a mindset that things will work out the way that they're supposed to, and taking necessary breaks. So like picking days to relax. Like right now I'm at work, but I'm working from home. And so I'm just like, today I'm working from home, but I'm going to be extremely lax because I need the day. So yeah.
Indeed. Taking the time when you need it.
For sure.
And that's another thing. This goes for everybody, but especially Black women. You are always, always, always deserving of grace. You're always deserving of nice things. You're always deserving of the break you haven't granted yourself yet. You're always deserving of the benefit of the doubt. All the things in the world that you doubt or aren't quote unquote made for you or provided for you, you are deserving of them. And when they are not given to you, provide it for yourself.
I definitely appreciate that. And I believe that as well. And I see it happening a lot more too. So it makes me feel like not like guilty for moving with them too. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, you shouldn't feel guilty for moving selfishly every now and then. You deserve it. Everybody else gets to move selfishly, but if a Black woman decides to, now it's a big problem. Black women, just like the existence of a Black woman from what I've observed, tends to be that you're constantly in service to something else or somebody else outside of yourself. So to pour back into you or to reserve yourself for the sake of self-preservation, that should not be something you are looked down upon for, because you provide so much at the
time. Exactly.
And I just want to say it's been an absolute pleasure having you on. You are a force to be reckoned with. Like I say, you do all of this with grace. You make it look easy. You make it look very easy. Skin clear. Your hair always looks good. You just do it all. You do it all. And you are providing a huge service to your community and building a future for your daughter that she doesn't even understand how great it's going to be and how great her current reality is. So just give you
a flowers. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that.
No problem at all. And now is your time to plug any and everything you have going on. The floor is yours.
Shopman Essentials, we definitely sell icy minks, luxury jewelry at an affordable price. Website is mint with an E, essentials.org. Definitely check out my personal finance blog at Brilliant Girl Finance on Instagram, Twitter. We definitely blog about tips on how to save, how to budget, how to increase your credit score, and how to decrease your debt. And the website for that is brilliantgirlfinance.com. And then I just started a new series where we talk about controversial Black topics, and it's called Viral Debates. And you can find that channel on YouTube. And I guess follow me too at Bella Guns.
Absolutely.
BELLAAGUNC.
Awesome. And I will have the links for all those accounts and all different channels in the show notes. So if you're interested in all the work Kadira is doing and you want to support her, provide for her, promote her, you can do the same.
Yeah.
Once again, Kadira, thank you oh so much.
And thank you. Thank you. I really do appreciate it.
No problem at all.
Thank you for tuning in today. Your listenership and support are greatly appreciated. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to use the voice message feature on the Anchor app or message me on social media. You could be listening to anything in the world right now, but you're here listening to me, and I appreciate you. Until next time, this has been Across the Mic with Julie Otaku. Godspeed.